الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نويت الأربعين نويت الاعتكاف نويت الخلوة نويت العزلة نويت الرياضة نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد من ذاق ظفر ومن لم يذق خسر. Who taste win
succeed.
Who does not taste lose. And between succeeding and losing, there is no description, no resemblance. The one who succeeds will know the purity and the taste of that food. The one who is not tasting is like someone's patient who lost the taste in his mouth. So whatever you give him of good food, the best food, or you give him grass, is the same. You give him the one who has a taste, the ability of taste, you give him grass, he will not take it. Say, no, give me what you have there, the best one. I'm looking at your generosity. You are a generous one. Give me from the best, because he's tasting. The one who is patient, he is sick and he has no taste in his mouth, whatever you give him, he wants to fill his stomach. He takes no taste. So like someone, you are feeding him with a tube only to keep him alive. But the one that you are not feeding him with the tube, you are giving him food through his mouth because he has the sensing that taste, is far more better. He will appreciate what Allah gave to him. So awliyaullah, they are the one whom they have taste. And those who are not reaching that level, it's very difficult to explain it to them, because they don't feel it, only it's becoming like ilmul awraq, knowledge of papers. It's not any more knowledge of taste. Almul Azwaq. And not everyone can reach Almul Azwaq, because there is a problem within us that we are not able to overcome that problem. And that problem is that we are letting our ego to ride us. Awliyaullah are able to ride their egos. Allah said in Holy Quran, وَأَعِدُّ لَهُمْ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ ومن رباط الخيل ترهبون به عدوكم وعدو الله. Prepare. Is Allah ordering us to prepare power? Power can, if you touch electricity, power, you faint. Sometimes you die. So, power is a strong support that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending to us. When Allah say, وَاعِدُّ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَمِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْرِ. Prepare for them. Power means I am giving you that ability to reach that power that you make yourself strong to make your enemy to faint or be killed. When Allah orders something, means He is giving a support. So He gave. His support is there. Awliya Allah takes it. Because they are preparing themselves to not to accept their egos. Not to accept their own power. They want from Allah that power. Bahrul Qudra, the ocean of power. They take from there. So when they take from there, they are supported against their shaitan, who is keep running after everyone. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, I'm the only one on earth that I aslam to shaitani. I made my shaitan to surrender to me. Who is the biggest enemy for Prophet? Is the one that he didn't like to make sajda for Adam alayhi salam, when Allah ordered him to do sajda and all angels to Adam because he is carrying the light of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he refused. Out of what? He refused? Jealousy. So jealousy is the door for disobedience. Why? He has to take Maqam al-Mahmud, not me. So Allah cursed him. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have made my shaitan to surrender, means I made Iblis to surrender. I made Iblis to surrender to me. When Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, I made Iblis to surrender to me, what that mean? Means, ya Iblis, you have to know that I am Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah gave me intercession, gave me shafa'ah, gave me Maqam al-Mahmud, send me as a mercy for humanity. Wherever you are going to do, running after my ummah, I'm going to stop you. Don't think you are succeeding on me. You cannot. My ummah is to me. Wherever you are making them to do, at the end, I'm taking them to paradise. For sure, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not allow that anyone will go without shafa'ah. And his shafa'ah, shafa'ati li ahli al-kaba'ir min ummati. One of his hadith that shafa'ah, Allah gave me shafa'ah to the big sinners means the small sinners are already included, because all of us we do sin. So, but Allah gave him shafa'a, and Prophet ﷺ will take his ummah with him to paradise. But we have to try to make our shaitan to surrender, although we cannot, but we try and struggle. We must struggle. Don't leave it loose. Don't leave your horse loose. You cannot hold the horse. You need to have what you, the reins. Reins, you have to keep them in your hand. وَأَعِدُّ لَهُمْ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ. Prepare for them whatever you can. He didn't say prepare for them وَأَعِدُّ لَهُمْ مِنَ الْقُوَّةِ. He said, مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. He said, اسْتَطَعْتُمْ means whatever you are able to. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah will not burden you with more than you can carry. So you have to know that Allah is Rahim, Allah Ghafoor, Allah Arhamur Rahimin. So whatever you can take and prepare from that power, do. Means struggle against your enemy. Shaitan is our enemy. Human beings are not your enemy. People today, they say, oh, countries are enemy to each other because they want to make an enmity. If you forgive, you live in peace. فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ. Who forgive and make peace, فَأَجْرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ. Allah will reward them. If countries, they say, oh, okay, you are our friend, we don't want to fight. Make everyone your friend. Why you want to make enemies? I make a rocket, you make a rocket. I make a atomic what? Bomb, you make atomic. For what? This is arrogance. I'm stronger than you. I want you to be under my feet. They are creating enmity. Allah is telling you your enemy is shaitan, not no one else. So you want to save yourself, prepare your power against shaitan. وَأَعِدُّ لَهُمْ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ. Prepare for them what you are able from that power, from that struggle. For struggling, like a car, you want to run it. In cold days, sometimes it doesn't run. Huh? You try, and after you keep trying, is not, doctor?
Yes, sir.
Do you stop the keys from? No, you keep trying until battery finish. You keep trying. Allah is saying, keep struggling until your battery finish. Means when your battery finish, means you're surrendered. Surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep trying, it will work. Don't lose hope. وَمِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْلِ. He said also, prepare reins. He didn't say prepare horses only. Means horse, because you need a horse to go and fight your enemy. So means you need a vehicle. Oh, Muslims, you have to understand that every word in Holy Quran has a meaning. Not the meaning that you are already in your mind. Thousands of meanings. وَمِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْلِ. So Allah gave you two powers. Quwwa at the beginning to prepare power. And then he called you to prepare your vehicles. horses, but you have to be ready with the reins. You cannot get a horse without a rein. How you are going to control that horse? Means you need a vehicle that will take you wherever you are going, and it is under a command. Now in a car you have the brake, you have the stick shift, you have automatic, you have everything to make sure, or an aeroplane to make sure you are running it well. You cannot run a car without a steering wheel. Allah is saying, oh, you have to prepare horses, but you have to be ready with the reins first. And the example of that is one of the awliyaullah, Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bastami. Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bastami reached a level that, highest level in his time, of reaching to hear voices, heavenly voices coming to him. He was always asking, Ya Rabbi, give me 5 minutes, or give me a permission. He was in Kaaba holding the chain of Kaaba that you open the door. You don't see on the Kaaba door, it was a round chain that you open the door with it. He was holding it and say, Ya Rabbi, give me permission. Only 5 minutes to catch Iblis. I will catch him, I will chain him. He cannot run after Ummatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One wali has that power. What do you think about other awliya? Allah gave because they prepared themselves, they are able. And Allah said, Ya Abu Yazid, what you are asking? A voice came to him, from him, to his heart. What you are asking? You think I cannot stop Iblis? I need a second or a moment with no time. With no time. If my will comes to stop, immediately he is irritated, melt. He melts, melts and will go disappear from this universe. Ya Abu Yazid, look up above you at the door of Kaaba, Babul Multazam. Look. He looked and he fainted. He fainted. Allah left him fainting. After a while, came back to normal and began to crawl around Kaaba and say, Ya Rabbi, afwak wa ridak. Afwak wa ridak. Your forgiveness and your blessings and your mercy. I made a mistake to interfere in your will. I'm asking forgiveness. So, Ya Abu Yazid, what you saw is my manifestation of my mercy descending on my house. وطهر بيتي للطائفين والعاكفين والركع السجود purify my home, my house. For those who are always in circumambulation and always those who are in complete seclusion toward the house, and those who are always in ruku' and sujood toward the house, prepare, clean it for them. Ya Abu Yazid, I am descending this mercy on that house. If you catch Iblis, means no one is going to struggle anymore. And my mercy, I give it, my rewards to those who are struggling. If they don't struggle anymore, because there is no shaitan anymore, everyone like living in paradise, no struggle, so all of them are on the same level. But I let them to struggle to manifest on them my mercy. And when my mercy is manifested, those who receive more are more near. Those who receive less are more farther. That's why awliyaullah are able to prepare that power, that possibility. Prepare your power. Sometimes you see on remote control or in cars or anywhere a button written on it, power. If you don't press that button, nothing works. Keep playing with the remote, nothing works. Press the button, power button, all the other buttons will work. All of them. Even they are thousands. Look, the spaceship. How many thousands of buttons there? But they need one button at the beginning. If you get that button at the beginning, everything opens to you. Then you have a taste. Then you are able to taste everything. Now there is a button with 10 watt, or 20 watt, or 30, or 10 volt, 20 volt, 100 volt, 240, 260, 360, 1,000, 1 megawatt, 10 megawatt, 100 megawatt. It depends how much strong is your button. O Abu Yazid, how much I'm sending and people are taking by struggling against their egos, purifying themselves, they are going to receive that rahmatullah. Why Allah sent the Ummah to Nabi, or He sent whole humanity to incircumambulate around His house, Ka'batullah? Why? Why we have to go there and incircumambulate? We are incircumambulating for the walls. What is inside? Some people, they go inside when they are opening the door. They saw inside like outside. Inside is not only visible, is not visible. Like doctor, like X-ray. X-ray is not visible to your eyes, but is visible to the eyes of the machine. The eyes of the machine is better than your eyes that Allah gave? No. So why then our eyes doesn't see and the eyes of the machine can see? Because our eyes, the button is not pressed. The machine, you get it to run when you press the button. Give it power. Awliya Allah, they have that button pressed already. That's why we are explaining about these five different awliya's type. Many different groups. But all of them, they come under as all prophet comes under Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the seals of messenger. All awliya comes under the ghawth, who is receiving from prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inheriting, giving him in every moment, sending to his heart. His button is a huge one. And under him come the five kutubs. And under the five kutubs comes five groups of awliya. Five kutubs, we mentioned them, we didn't explain them, but kutub, kutub al-aqtab, kutub al-bilad, kutub al-irshad, kutub al-mutasarrif. Under them there is the five head of five different groups. And every group of these five under the five kutubs, every group might go up to 70,000. And they are budala, nujaba, nuqaba, awtad, and akhyar. Under every kutub, there is one, the head of the first group, budala. Then the head of the second group, nujaba. Then the head of the third group, nuqaba. Then the head of the fourth group, awtad. The head of the fifth group, akhyar. Under him comes 70,000 awliya, that they are spread. All of them, they have buttons. They were able to, some of them strong, some of them less. So they prepared themselves. They took that power and they need vehicle. Without a vehicle, you cannot move. Allah gave them guides. Their vehicles are their guides, that they can reach. That's why it is very important to have a vehicle. Allah mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَعَدُّ لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ. Quwa, power, heavenly and earthly. But he added on it, وَمِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْرِ, and from the reins, and reins of horses. Means you have to have to have a vehicle that will take you with its reins to safety. تُرْهِبُونَ بِهِ عَدُوَّكُمْ وَعَدُوَ اللَّهِ. Who is عَدُوَ اللَّهِ? He said, تُرْهِبُونَ بِهِ عَدُوَّكُمْ. You will make your enemy afraid from you. تُرْهِبُونَ, تُرْهِبُونَ. Terrorize. You terrorize your enemy and you put them down. And Allah's enemy. Who's Allah's enemy? Allah's enemy is Iblis. And human enemies are whom? Are devils. Evil Shaitan's Iblis, you will terrorize them. How you terrorize them? By not listening to them, they get upset with you. They come more heavy. And that's what happened with Sayyidina Abu Yazid. One time he was visiting Madinatul Munawwara, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it was a rainy day. Too much rain. And he saw someone having a lot of rains. And passing to people who are there in visiting also. And everyone, he is putting on his mouth a rain. He looked at him, he said, look at him with a normal look. The man giving them reins like you put on a horse. He looked with a heavenly power and he saw that it was Iblis. Iblis running after people, making them to listen to what he wants and putting reins. So Abu Yazid al-Bastami looked at him out of pride. Also a wali make mistake. Cannot say a wali doesn't make mistake. No, but with a good intention, by mistake he made a mistake. He looked and he said, Oh, cursed one. He knew him. What you are doing? He said, these are my people. I'm putting reins on them. Means I'm riding them. I'm riding them. He said, do you are not ashamed of yourself? He said, no, this is my job. I'm fulfilling my job. I'm happy with it. I'm putting reins for all of them. Because they are listening to me. They are not listening to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is, we many times, I don't want to say always, but all the time, people are falling into mistakes listening to what shaitan wants. That's why we said only Prophet ﷺ, he said that I have made my shaitan to surrender. Because there is in the heart a place where shaitan can enter. Allah gave him that permission to see his servants are listening to him or listening to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is coming out? Listening to sometime one leg summa amanu, one leg summa kafaru. One time here, one time here. And we hope that most of the time we are on the right side, on the good side. And what we are on the sometime on the bad side, may Allah forgive us. He looked at him, he said, do you have rain for me? Rains? He said, Abu Yazid, what you are speaking? I have for all these people rains. But for you, I don't need. I will ride on you with no rains. Allah made him. Allah, because of his mistake, at that moment, heedlessness came, a big wali. Heedlessness came, that's why awliya Allah are not ma'soom like prophets. One small heedlessness made him to fall. He said to him, I don't need a rein for riding on you. For you it's easy. These are difficult ones. He's a curse, you mal'oon, and Abu Yazid left him and go. Next day, more rain coming. Third day, more rain. And you know, in Medina and Makkah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the rain doesn't, the earth doesn't swallow, take the water for the benefit because not every time there is water there. So in order to make the streams to run and so on. Medina was flooded. Like water coming to your neck. I saw that one time in Mecca, when the whole Mecca is flooded. And in Kaaba, water reached like your neck. And this was, we were doing tawaf with Mawlana Sheikh Nazim, may Allah give him long life. We did first tawaf, second, third, he stopped. To begin the fourth one. And he raised his hand, he said, Ya Rabbi, you are coming all the way here. Send us your mercy. Send us rain. And he made a dua that I never heard before. Very strong one. And when he finished his dua, we begin to do the fourth tawaf. As soon as we pass Hajar al-Aswad and we're going, turning, and these clouds coming from everywhere. That was 1979. Coming from everywhere. Thunderstorms. And begin shower. Rain. There was no way, possibility to for the rain to drain. And Kaaba was filling up. The Haram. Filling up with water, and the water coming to our necks. That I experienced with Mawlana Sheikh Nazim, may Allah give him long life. With his du'as, what happened. So, in Medina, in the time of Abu Yazid, was flooded, and people are crossing from one side to another, and as they were crossing, and in rain, and because when rain comes, especially in these places, like stream, it's very strong coming, moving the rain down. So he saw an old man, very old, that the flood is taking him. He came to him, he said, Ya Akhi, oh my brother, do you need any help? He said, I have to cross from here to here, and I cannot. So can you help me? He said, of course. Sit on my back, and I will carry you. So he sat on his back, and Sayyidina Abu Yazid carrying him, going to the other side, and he said, okay, Akhi, is enough here, drop me. He dropped him and he looked at him, he said, oh, Abu Yazid, I told you I will ride you without reins. 1 minute heedlessness made him to pay that big invoice. What? Price. So awliyaullah, that will come to the point. Awliyaullah, Allah gave them the power to prepare their strength in order to defeat shaitan for the benefit of the ummah. That's why we were describing yesterday about budala. The first of these awliya after kutub come budala, and too many powers, spiritual and physical, that we explained some yesterday. But inshallah, this is a little bit introduction between two brackets, an explanation in order only to understand that we are explaining or we are reading or teaching papers, but we want you to taste what Maulana is making us to say. Because if you don't have that explanation, it's very difficult to understand how these different awliyas, type of awliya, works. Now at least there is a, between brackets, is an insert in order to show us that there is such kind of men that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them authority for the benefit of humanity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah bless us. And may Allah support us. We'll continue next time, tomorrow inshallah. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ بِحُرْمَةِ الْفَاتِحَةِ